Eagles. Eagles is right. And Eagles, for the first time ever, are world champions. Guys, I apologize if I don't have my voice. Welcome to One Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yelick. And I don't know what else to say other than wow. For the first time in my life, the Eagles have won the championship. They've won the Super Bowl. And my God, we can finally say the Eagles are world champions. I mean, look at how it started. And again, I'm just getting my voice back. I was at that parade. And I got to be honest, man, watching Jason Kelce up there, God, it gave me goosebumps. It really did. It gave me goosebumps. And for the first time, I was crying over the Eagles. In joy, not in misery, not in pain, but in joy. Because this team has finally did it. They did it. That's it. They did it. They won the Super Bowl, and I think everyone's in shock. I know I still am. It still doesn't feel real to me. It really doesn't. I look at it now, 14th of February, and it still doesn't feel real. It hasn't sunk in yet. And I think that's why this is so surreal. It hasn't even sunk in yet. We're going to play for you the Jason Kelce speech in its entirety coming up momentarily. Rob Guarino is going to be joining the program at his normal time, 8:45. And I don't know what else to say. I really don't. And we're taking your calls, 917-889-8018. You're going to have to bear with me here. My voice is pretty much shot. I'm getting it back. But that's going to be the help. 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to me. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. You know, in a year, unlike any other, it was just a magic. It really was. It was magical. This year brought some lows, but it brought the ultimate highs. Carson Wentz, I mean, everything with him, the 3rd-and-8 against Washington, you know, you had the big game against Diego, the big game against the Rams, the big game against the Giants, Jake Elliott, 61-yard field goal. I mean, guys, we're never going to see a season like this again. This season was magical. We will never see a season like this again. I don't care how many times you try to duplicate it. You're not going to. You will never see a season like this again because it was just so damn magical. And I think that's what has me the most amazed. I'm amazed. Still, I sit here and I say, Eagles are world champions. It's amazing. All right. We're going to go to the Jason Kelce speech momentarily and play that for you. And then, like I said, we got Rob Guarino coming on. So we're going to go to Jason Kelce's speech right now. All right? Let's go to it.
Philadelphia! You love the Eagles, let me get it. Hell yeah! You love the Philadelphia Eagles, let me get it. Hell yeah! I'm going to take a second to talk to you about underdogs. I know Lane and Chris just talked about this, but I don't think that it's been beat home enough. Howie Roseman, a few years ago, was relinquished of all control pretty much in this organization. He was put in the side. He was put in the side of the building where I didn't see him for over a year. 2 years ago, when they made a decision, he came out of there a different. He came out of there with a purpose and a drive to make this possible. And I saw a different Howie Roseman. An underdog. Doug Peterson, when When Doug Peterson was hired, he was rated as the worst coaching hire by a lot of freaking analysts out there in the media. This past offseason, some clown named Mike Lombardi told him that he was the least qualified head coach in the NFL. You saw a tripping Doug Peterson, a man who went for it on fourth and down. Went for it on fourth and down in the Super Bowl with the trick play. He wasn't playing. Playing just to go mediocre. He's playing for a Super Bowl. And it don't stop with him. It does not stop with him. Jason Peterson told he was too old. Didn't have it anymore. Before he got hurt, he was the best freaking tackle in the NFL. McVay was told to have it. Stephen Wisniewski ain't good enough. Jason Kelsey's too small. Late Johnson can't lay off the juice. Brandon Brooks, have they died? Carson Wentz didn't go to a Division I school. Nick Foles don't got it. Mark LeMay's too slow. But they got it anymore. Stay and John can't stay healthy. Carson gets. Nelson Aguilar can't get. Zach Gertz can't block. Red Zellick's too old. Brandon Graham was drafted too high. Benny Curry ain't got it. Bo Allen can't fit the scheme. Michael Thomas can't fit the scheme. Nigel Bradham can't catch. Jalen Mills can't cover. Patrick Robinson can't cover. It's the whole team. This entire organization is a bunch of driven men who accomplish something. We're a bunch of underdogs. And you know what underdogs is? It's a hungry dog. And Jeff Stoutland has had this in our building for 5 years. It's a quote in the O-line room that has stood on the wall for the last 5 years. Hungry dogs run faster. And that's this team. Bottom line is, we wanted it more. All the players, all the coaches, the brothers, Jeffrey Lurie, everybody wanted it more. And that's why we're up here today, and that's why we're the first team in Eagles history to hold that freaking trophy. And you know who the biggest underdog is? It's y'all, Philadelphia. For 52 years, y'all have been waiting for this. You want to talk about underdog? You want to talk about a hungry dog? For 52 years, you've been starved in this championship.
You know what's up. You know what's
Everybody wonders why we're so mean. Everybody wonders why the Philadelphia Eagles aren't the nicest fans. If I don't eat breakfast, I'm fucking... No one wanted us. No one liked this team. No analyst liked this team to win the Super Bowl, and nobody likes our fans. And you know what? I've just heard one of the best chants this past day, and it's one of my favorite, and it's new, and I hope y'all learn it, because I'm about to drop it right now. You know what I got to say to all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done? What my man Jay Ajayi just said.
Wow, that was just awesome. That is pure emotion. That's pure, that's everything that the Philadelphia Eagles fan was thinking. And that's all I can say about that. You know, I was listening to that thinking, is this Stone Cold Steve Austin or is this Jason Kelsey? I mean, really, I'm listening to it and I love Jason Kelsey. I love Alshon Jeffrey. I love Carson Wentz. I love Nick Foles. I love Jay Ajayi. I love Corey Clement. I love Lane Johnson. I love Chris Long, Malcolm Jenkins. I mean, I love this team. I love this team. And I can't get enough of this team. So I got to be honest with you. When I look at it, I say, yeah, we'll be back again. But who knows? Who knows if we're going to be back again? That's why you have to savor this moment. That's why you need to relish in this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to soak this in and let this sink in for the next 7 months, 8 months, heck, 9 months, up until the NFL season. Because I can. Because as the world champions, you can. As a team that won the Super Bowl, that's what you're now allowed to do. Because you are world champions. We don't say it enough. We don't get there enough. And we certainly don't win it enough. First time ever? Yeah, I can start living with that. I can start having this feeling every February. And which is exactly what Doug Peterson said. He said, you know, get used to it. Which I think you have to start getting used to it. Let me play something else quick, by the way, before we get going here. Let me play, this is what I'm going to play, okay? It's just promo videos. I've been watching promo videos all damn week. Even now, without them being in, I'm still watching it. With the Super Bowl being over, I'm still watching it. So let me just take you through this one, okay?
Unfortunate news for Eagle fans. Yesterday, Coach Doug Peterson did confirm that Corey Webb suffered a torn ACL Sunday against the Rams, who's going to miss the rest of the season.
Nick Foles and not Jeff Hostetler. It's not going to happen for the Eagles this year.
Nick Foles, he's better in the headlines. He's better here. Foles, again. He's on fire, sleeping reception inside the 41, Trey Burton.
Thank you.
You could just feel the goosebumps listening to that. You really can. You could just feel the goosebumps. And all season, feel the goosebumps. All season, you could just feel this team. You could just feel this was coming. You didn't know how big it was going to be. But you could just feel the magic. It was a magical season. I now have no voice. I mean, listen, this season, my voice. Nobody's been able to shut me up, all right? For tons and tons of years, nobody's ever been able to shut me up. The season actually shut me up because it took my voice away. Now, I'm getting it back, but that's a different story for a different day. So I don't know what else to say other than, guys, let's just enjoy this for a while. Let's enjoy this win. Let's sit back. Let's relish in this win for a while. All right? We're just going to soak it in. Drink it in, man. All right? Just enjoy it, because I don't know if you're ever going to get this again. I'd like to think so. But let's just enjoy it while we can. Right?
Now, your local forecast, accurate and dependable from the Weather Channel.
Now that I hear that, that only means one thing. And that only means my friend, my meteorologist, the guy who always seems to pick the Eagles and they always seem to win when he picks them, Mr. Rob Guarino. How you doing tonight, Rob?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. Rob,
I
don't know what else to say. I mean, listen, you hear it in my voice. I'm still getting my voice back. All right? My voice back. Oh, my God. Hmm. Well, I don't even know what to say. Rob, just start with how you take me to Super Bowl Sunday and how you felt when the Eagles held that Lombardi Trophy up.
Well, it probably started with I was in Orlando going to my usual, didn't want to jinx anything,
right.
So I wore my same stuff, went to my usual Philly bar, it's the Eagles bar. I mean, it is a truly Philadelphia bar. So I got my usual Philly cheesesteak outside with the Amorosa rolls. The guy was there, the same guy, it was like everything was the same. It was raining a little bit, I went inside, I was nervous, you know. I stood in my same spot because you couldn't even get a chair in there. Seat, it was jam-packed, you know, and everybody's got the rocking chant going. Start the game, we got the Mummers music, it's so Philly. So when Foles caught that pass, I looked at the guy next to me. I didn't even know. You know, we're all wearing Eagles stuff. I said, we're gonna win this. I'm positive. I said, when Foles caught that, I said, that's it. We're not losing this game tonight. There's just too much in our favor. There was just too much. And trust me, you know, I mean, New England put up 500 yards passing Brady. I mean, you know, it's about as good as it gets in a Super Bowl. But we weren't going to be denied. I couldn't believe it. And I'll admit, I had lots of beers, as most of us did in there.
Right,
we were jumping on top of each other, throwing things, and just screaming, and it was great. I felt like there was a huge weight off my shoulders to finally be able to walk around and go, we got one, you know?
Right,
Instead of it being Pittsburgh, who represents Pennsylvania, instead of it being all the Dallas fans that always got to go, we got all these rings, you know. Now I go, well, yeah, but that was like in the 90s, you know. That's like when we had big hair and stuff. I had the Eagles by 7. They won by 8. And you know what I've done since then?
What?
I've basically looked at so many videos online, like from fans in the audience in the stands. My sister was at the game. My buddy was at the game. To when they mic'd up Foles for the Philly special. And then there's a bunch of montages now that people put together with the music. And then it went in, then it sent it to Jason Kelce, which is one of the greatest things. You know, nobody likes us. We don't care, you know? Which I love.
That
I gotta get one of those shirts.
That was the greatest speech in Philadelphia history. I mean, that is so, it was so Philadelphia.
He walked the whole parade, I understand. He didn't even get, he just, with his outfit and, you know, he was the king. And,
yeah, but I was at the parade, and I saw him riding a bicycle, and he went past me, and, you know, slapped me five, and the entire parade, you know, he's drinking, pounding beers down, walking around on the not on the motorcycle, but on the bicycle, and I don't know where that guy got the energy from, but, I mean, the guy was on cloud nine all day, and you know what? Good for him, because I think the whole city of Philadelphia felt like that for the whole – still feels like that since – the Eagles
well,
won the Super Bowl.
I think, you know, I think like the, I don't know if we were talking about this week before where the soccer players in South America had commented that they had heard that a lot of fans in the league or in country didn't like the Eagles fans because they were so passionate and so like mean, I guess, or like taunting and doing things. Like, and they said, well, come to South America, watch a soccer match. The Eagles fans look like nothing,
right,
but we'd want to be with them any day over the regular NFL fans. You know, we want that passion, right, that spirit. And that's what Philly's about. You know, everybody knows it. It's if we embrace a player or a team, we'll embrace them forever, and there'll be endless love. You know, I mean, it goes both ways sometimes, but
right.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, you get Wentz back, Peters, Hicks, all these guys that got hurt, even to the point of Sproles and stuff. I mean, I think they're going to be just up there next year just as well. You know, it's hard to win two in a row, but New England's done it, and Philadelphia's got talent. I mean, if they can keep – I know we lost some offensive coordinators and stuff, but the talent is there. It's just there. Their defense is nasty. Yeah. And we lost a lot of people. People don't realize who we lost to win that Super Bowl. We lost the MVP of the league to start it. We lost Jason Pierce. We lost Hicks. We lost Sproles. We lost a couple other guys. I don't know.
Chris Maragos. Yeah, I mean,
you imagine putting those people in that game, and we won without them and put up 41 points, 38 the week before.
I know.
It had been a cakewalk.
I know. Now, I hear you, but here's the thing, all right? This is looming, okay? What do you do with Nick Foles? What do you do?
Well, I would, you know, obviously, you know, Nick Foles is an interesting situation because he was going to quit, as everybody knows. He was going to just say, I'm done. He, you know, he's made some money in the league.
Exactly.
He's a starter. You know, these guys make millions. So I don't know if it's always about the money for Nick Foles. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. You know, he's a very down-to-earth family guy. So Nick Foles, if I'm him, this is how I look at it. If I'm Nick Foles. A, I stay as a backup. I'm probably not going to get hurt. I'm going to be able to retire maybe in the other year or two. And be the backup for next year and try to win again and take my $3 million, right, in his last year.
Right.
B, the Eagles, on the other side of the coin, have him start until Wentz is up and running because that may take a month from what I'm hearing, right, you know, just to get him back into form and an injury like that. And then what is his value to trade? Is it a first round? Is it a second round? And I would say, if I'm the Eagles, if there's not a really good offer to trade him, you keep him.
What do you mean when you say really good offer? What's a really good offer to you?
I would say a high first round pick is a good offer. That's or another player from somewhere else. I don't know what they need, but you know, I haven't really evaluated the team. But if you could get a first rounder high up from like a Cleveland or somebody like that that always has a high pick. Maybe that's worth it, you know, and it'd be great to have two quarterbacks next year with that type of caliber. And Nick Foles might be fine with just staying with that, you know, as a backup. I mean, he came in as a backup and said he was fine with that role, and Now he's got a trophy. He's got a ring on his finger, and they got a little bit of bonus money out of it, which wasn't a lot to them, really. I think they get $50,000 or something a player if they win a Super Bowl or something like that. And you know, I think from what I understand, his wife is ill. If I'm him, if it was me, I'd want to stay on a team of that caliber and be the backup, because you don't know what's going to happen. Wentz. I mean, he could get hurt again. You don't know. And you're starting again, and you got that kind of type of team. You know, if they trade him or get a pick, he's going to go to a crappy team probably. Because if you're getting a first round pick, you're probably getting a team that's crappy. You know what I mean? You're not going to probably a high team that did very well. And you know, he's done that route of a starter. It didn't work out too well. I don't know. I think you keep him through the first month, though. I don't think you do anything the first month of the season.
I completely agree with you. Unless we have a Sam Bradford-type situation that happens in training camp, you know, where somebody's starting quarterback goes down, then I think you need to take advantage of that. Squeeze out as much as possible, if it's a first-round pick, and then maybe a second-round pick, maybe a player. Then I think you pull the trigger and just kind of go with Sudfeld for a couple games and then, you know, bring Carson Wentz in. Other than that, if you're not getting at least a first-round pick, I agree with you. I wouldn't touch it. You leave Nick Foles here. I really do.
He's under contract for another year for $3 million. So it's not like they have to do anything.
What I found funny was the guy went on Ellen yesterday and said, well, I don't know what the future will bring. You know, I'm going to look at my options. And right now, you're under contract next year. The right answer would have been, I'm going to be with the Philadelphia Eagles because that's what my contract is. I don't know if he meant
what the Eagles were going to do with him. I mean, he certainly knows that there's got to be rumors that his value went up a lot. You know, his stock is up now.
Yeah, I know,
but it's never going to be higher than it is right now.
Is he a guy to hold out?
So
no. I mean, come on.
Foles? No, he won't hold out. He's not that type of guy.
Right, exactly.
He's not the starter.
That's what I mean.
Your backup can't hold out. I've never heard that happen. A backup player can't hold out. It's like, God, you know. I don't see Nick Foles. I mean, he's not like a T.O. You know, I don't see him like that kind of drama guy. I just don't see it.
Right.
I see it as him a team player. He rallied with his teammates. You know, he's a different type of player than, you know, a flashy type of quarterback that, you know, is all about them. And you know, I don't know who I'm going to say that is, but I think I think they go into the season, they wait a month, and even if Foles stays this whole year, his value doesn't change. Even if he didn't start a lot, he's still remembered as winning the Super Bowl and remembering it, driving them through the last 5-6 games, whatever it was that he played, counting the playoffs. And they only lost the one, but, you know, that was that scratch, crappy game at Dallas. That really wasn't a loss. It was 6-0. Who cared about that game? So he didn't really lose anything, in my opinion. He just turned it up a notch.
Wow.
It did what he had to do.
So let me ask you another question. Now, here's the players coming up in free agency, okay? Darren Sproles, Nigel Bradham, Trey Burton, Corey Graham, LeGarrette Blount, Danelle Beattie, Caleb Sturgis, Najee Good, Patrick Robinson, Raymond, Kenyon Barner, Jalen Watkins, Bo Allen. Who of them do you need to sign right away?
Well, I don't know what the price tag is on LeGarrette Blount, but I like his style. I think with Ajayi and that combination with Clement, you've got a very good running game because you have a, you know, bulldog, as we saw in the game, you know, pounding type of guy. He did that Minnesota with Blount. And then you also have Ajayi, who was a Pro Bowler the year before, and it's a nice complement to each other. I think they're very different styles. They're both hard runners, but and Clement, who did very well too. So I think he keeps him if his tag isn't too high. I can't believe it being that high. I mean, he was the running back over New England, but he wasn't really going to be when they got Ajayi. I think, I mean, you know, he's going to split time. So is he okay with that? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what his value is going to be.
Oh, Rob, I'm looking at that list. And a name is just screaming at me to sign him. And it's not LeGarrette Blount. It's not Darren Sproles.
It's got to be a defensive player. You're talking about Bargum?
Yep. Nigel Bradham.
Yeah,
you've got to sign him.
Bradham's a good player. Yeah, and you know, like I said, Philadelphia has to look at some of that. They know they're going to lose people. That it's all part of when you win the Super Bowl. New England has done it. Other teams have done it. The staff's getting picked apart, as you see, and then some players will go, and you know they'll go for greener pastures as far as dollar signs, and they got the ring, and you know I think the nucleus stays though. I think they're going to be fine. I think Sproles, you know, I don't know what his value would be outside of Philadelphia. He's getting up there in age, you know.
You know what? You know what everyone's saying too. They keep saying, well, you know, Blunt's gone, so then we have to. I think watch this. They're going to speak again. They're going to sign Blunt. Everyone's assuming he's done. You watch. LeGarrette Blount will sign a one-year contract and stay with the Eagles.
I think he will. I think that team is very tight. You know, you with the, remember the dancing and all the stuff. And Peterson let them play. They're a very tight team, and more than you people realize that, you know, they make a lot of money, these guys. And then, you know, for a little bit more, is it really worth it to go to a team that may not even make the playoffs, and it's a whole different environment?
Right.
I mean, it was fun. You could tell it was fun on that team. They had fun. You watched them. You could tell they were having a blast the whole season. They were dancing and they were singing. It was just a different team that you typically see in the NFL. And I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm an Eagles fan. You just saw that team had a lot of fun all year. They had a lot of confidence. And they just let it all hang out, and Peterson let them do it. I don't know if a lot of people, players would want to leave that. You know.
Well, you heard
sometimes
Johnson
you gotta wonder.
Said yesterday. No, I was just gonna say Lane Johnson yesterday said, "Oh, you know, as far as playing with the Patriots, I mean, I'd rather. What did he say? I'd rather win one championship and be happy and have fun, rather than win five up in New England and be miserable." So that says something right there. Now I don't know how true that is. But that definitely says something right there.
It's different. It's a different culture, you know, with Belichick versus, which is Doug Peterson, who's a you know, still a fairly new head coach, and he's very gutsy, and he it's just a different, it's a different culture. You know, you can even tell that the players in New England, the way they do things, it's a very business style type of atmosphere when you watch New England. You know, they don't really, they celebrate, but it's not like, you know, it's just different, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the way they play versus Philadelphia, which is probably more indicative of the type of the city we are, you know, very passionate.
Right.
We haven't won a lot of stuff. If you look at the history of all the sports in Philly, you know, the Phillies, you got two championships, 80, they're very spread out. Eagles first one, Sixers, you got one. Flyers, you had two way, way back in the 70s. So, you know, we don't get it a lot. We don't get that big trophy all that often. So when we do, it's a big deal, you know, and it's, let's face it, it's a Philadelphia Eagles town. It was always an Eagles town. It's always the Eagles first. If you pick the four sports, the most passion and the most fan base is always going to be the Eagles. You know, Philly, it's great. And the Flyers is a certain, it's a hockey. I love hockey. I grew up playing hockey, but it's a certain type of person that follows hockey, you know, in Philadelphia. Not everybody follows the hockey. Basketball, but again, it's always been an Eagles town, and I think
I don't know if you saw the news about today. I just wanted to get to this because it's really irritating to me because I would never sign this guy, but Ndamukong Suh told the Eagles today that he'd play for them for free. Now, I just don't like him as a person. I think he's a piece of shit, and I don't want any part of him. Is he talented? Yes, but I don't want any part of him on this team because I think you're ruining.
I don't know much about this guy. Where's he coming from?
Ndamukong Suh. He's the dirtiest player in the game. Remember, he's been on the Dolphins, the Lions.
Well, Philly will be, you know, they're going to get that, you know, don't think too much into it. I mean, they're going to get some people that want to come over now. They saw how fun it was and how good it was. I think a lot of players in the NFL, they all, like I said, most of them make really good money. I think they saw something that they're missing in a lot of teams was the actual camaraderie team and fun. You know, when you watched Yeah. And again, I'm not saying this because I'm just an Eagles fan, but when you watch Philly, I mean, it was fun. You know, it was like a fun team. It was like they didn't look at it as a job a lot of times, like some of these players do, you know, and it was just fun.
Right.
And I think a couple of players are looking across the league and going, that's a cool team to play for right now.
Right. Well,
not only because of the talent and the ability to win again, it's just a Peterson type of coach is a cool player to team to play for.
So apparently Ron on Twitter is disagreeing with me. He actually says, wow, yeah. I mean, can you imagine the rotation possibilities? That would be endless. Fletcher Cox, Tim Jernigan, Ndamukong Suh. Yeah, I mean, he has a point. I mean, it is kind of intriguing to think about it that way. I don't know, Rob. Now that he said that.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, that defense, I think it didn't get a lot of credit most of the year. It was good, but, you know, everybody focused on Wentz as the MVP, and then when Wentz went down, everybody said, Foles can't do it. Nobody really talked about the defense as much as they did the quarterbacks. That always seemed to take away the defensive limelight. And it was really the D, let's face it, in the Atlanta game that won that game. It was the D that won that game. I mean, Foles played well, but they only put up 15 points. You know, they only got one touchdown. So I think it's the defense
I was just going to say, there's one to two guys that I can guarantee you, put your house on it, bet your house, not that you're, you know, I love when I say that because nobody actually goes out and puts their house on these things. Because if they did, sometimes they probably wouldn't.
Well, if you put your house on the Eagles this year in the beginning of the season, you would have won a couple of houses.
Yeah. You're getting a couple of houses, yeah. Torrey Smith and Wendell Smallwood, goodbye, right? I mean, I can't see them coming back.
I don't know. Torrey Smith, I don't want to speak because I don't know their deals and the money that Philadelphia spent. I haven't really looked at that. So I don't know. Torrey Smith is a good player, but he wasn't, I never thought of him as being the key guy this year. I mean, I thought he was behind Aguilar and Alshon Jeffrey, who to me, those two are your real receivers. They're your star receivers right now.
Right, of course.
And Torrey Smith was a nice addition. But, you know, if he's going to go,
Matt Collins, though.
Get the kind of money, you know?
Yeah, you have Matt Collins. You have Marcus Johnson still. You have Sheldon Gibson.
Yeah,
I mean,
pick
I think
up
you're
some guys. And then you'll pick up some rookies again in the draft. You know, you'll pick up a few. You might be able to get somebody in the late rounds like they did, you know. I don't know. I don't know how many guys watching leave if they're comfortable with winning and whatever they were getting paid. I don't know. You know, I mean, it is a business.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess if I was playing in the NFL and I only have a short shelf life, unfortunately, that's how it is in the NFL. Maybe you get every buck you can while you can, whatever team you're playing on. You know, I mean, I'm not an NFL player, so I don't know. I speak like that, but
you're just the weather guy, you know?
Teams are going to be like, I don't know if teams are going to be knocking at the door for Torrey Smith. You know, I don't think he's a nice addition.
I really don't.
Yeah, I thought he was a nice addition, but I don't see him as a guy going to a team being like the star receiver.
Now, I got to be honest with you, Rob. I got to give you one of these.
Oh, we got to go that way.
Yeah. Why the hell were you not at the parade?
I just couldn't get up there. I couldn't. I had to be out west for a little bit, and it just logistically wasn't going to happen. I wanted to go, but I kind of feel like they're going to win again. I know I just said, but I kind of feel like they're going to win again. I don't know. I just got this feeling that Wentz is going to light it up, and you get this defensive guy, I'm telling Philadelphia, he's got just as good a chance, I think, next year. And with the playoff experience behind them now, you know, that first Super Bowl, it was like when McNabb went. And a lot of players will tell you, teams, the first Super Bowl is the hardest to win when you play against a team that's won it because you just don't know how it's so different. But it's the speed, the pageantry. And when you get one behind you now you've got the experience of what it's like to go to the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl and just, I don't know. I just think Philly, if you look at the NFC, I think, the contenders next year would be Green Bay's back with Aaron Rodgers if he stays healthy. I think Minnesota will be back too, but you know,
I don't.
Which is
no.
Pretty exposed.
I don't. No, Minnesota.
No,
come on.
I think Minnesota could get in the playoffs, but I think they were a little bit of a fluke. Their defense stunk. Their defense was just their defense.
That team did not show up.
Saints.
And they don't have a quarterback. Again.
You know, when you got in his face, we said that. Remember, we said if you get in this guy's face,
yep.
Which they did, it was over. He lofted it up too many balls.
It was over.
He was doing that jump game. It was like throw the ball up and go get it, and he did it, and then he got picked, and then that was it.
Yeah.
So to that point, the game was over because he never recovered from
right.
That. The kid never.
I've actually
he never recovered from
calls.
That interception.
No, I know. I've actually heard a couple callers though, and you know how would this be? So, Minnesota, they're not sold on Case Keenum, which I don't know if they are or they aren't. And then they go after Nick Foles. Another
yeah.
Eagles backup quarterback is their starter. Can you see it?
Yeah. Well, Driver didn't work out. Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, I mean, maybe Minnesota does that. I mean, I don't have the Bridgewater. I thought he was going to be their guy next year.
Yeah, he stinks.
I thought he was going to be the franchise.
Well,
that Philly can hold out. If they really want Foles, they got to get something good for him. You know,
right.
Give us one of your either defensive or offensive guys over there. One of your, I don't know. How bad does somebody want Foles because he's got Super Bowl experience and a Super Bowl champion? What do we get for him?
Well, I mean, all right, real quick, Rob.
Did I lose you?
Let's go have a ham sandwich. People, they, so